Everything was ready. The moment God had been waiting for was here, at last. God was coming to help his people, just as he promised in the beginning. But how would he come? What would he be like? What would he do? Mountains would have bowed down. Seas would have roared. Trees would have clapped their hands. But the earth held its breath, as silent as the snow falling. He came in. And when no one was looking, in the darkness, he came. There was a young girl who was engaged to a man named Joseph. Joseph was the great, 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 great grandson of King David. One morning, this girl was minding her own business when, suddenly, a great warrior of light appeared right there in her bedroom. He was Gabriel, and he was an angel, a special messenger from heaven. When she saw the tall, shining man standing there, Mary was frightened. "You don't need to be scared," Gabriel said. "God is very happy with you." Mary looked around to see if perhaps he was talking to someone else. "Mary," Gabriel said, and he laughed with such gladness that Mary's eyes were filled with sudden tears. "Mary, you're going to have a baby, a little boy. You will call him Jesus. He is God's own son. He is the one. He is the rescuer. The God who flung planets into space and kept them whirling around and round and round, and the God who made the universe with just one word, the one who could do anything at all, was making himself small and coming down as a baby? Wait, God was sending a baby to rescue the world? But it's too wonderful, Mary said. She felt her heart beating hard. How could it be true? Is anything too wonderful for God? Gabriel asked. So Mary trusted God more than what her eyes could see, and she believed. I am God's servant, she said. Whatever God says, I will do. Sure enough, it was just as the angel had said. 9 months later, Mary was almost ready to have her baby. Now, Mary and Joseph had to take a trip to Bethlehem, the town where King David was from. But when they reached the little town, they found every room was full. Every bed was taken. Go away, the innkeepers told him. There isn't any place for you. Where would they stay? Soon, Mary's baby would come. They couldn't find anywhere except for an old, tumble-down stable. So they stayed where the cows, the donkeys, and the horses stayed. And there, in the stable, amongst the chickens and the donkeys and the cows, in the quiet of the night, God gave the world his wonderful gift. The baby that would change the world was born, his baby son. Mary and Joseph wrapped him up to keep him warm. They made a soft bed out of straw and used the animal's feeding trough as his cradle. As they gazed in wonder at God's great gift, wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger, Mary and Joseph named him Jesus, Emmanuel, which means God has come to live with us, because, of course, he has.
That same night, in amongst the other stars, suddenly a bright new star appeared. Of all the other stars in the dark, vaulted heavens, this one shone clearer. It blazed in the night and made the other stars look pale beside it. God had put it there when his baby son was born, to be a spotlight, shining on him, lighting up the darkness, showing other people the way to him. You see, God was like a new daddy. He didn't want to keep the news to himself. He'd been waiting all these long years for this moment, and now he wanted to tell everyone. So he pulled out all the stops. He sent an angel to tell Mary the good news. But he put a special star in the sky to show where his baby boy was. And now he's going to send a big choir of angels to sing his happy song to the world. He's here, he's here, he's come. Go and see him, my little boy. Now, where would you send a choir of angels? To a big concert hall, maybe? Or perhaps a palace? Well, God sent his to a little hillside outside a little town in the middle of the night. He sent all those angels to sing for a raggedy old bunch of shepherds watching their sheep outside of Bethlehem. In those days, remember, people used to laugh at shepherds and say that they were smelly and they'd call them rude names. But you see, the people thought shepherds were nobodies. They were just scruffy old riffraff. But God must have thought those shepherds were very important indeed, because they're the ones he chose to tell his good news to first. That night, some shepherds were out in the open fields, warming themselves by the campfire, when suddenly the sheep darted. They were frightened by something. The olive trees rustled. What was that? A wingbeat? They turn around. Standing in front of them was a huge warrior of light blazing in the darkness. "Don't be afraid of me," the bright shining man said. "I've not come to hurt you. I've come to bring you happy news for everyone everywhere. Today in David's town, in Bethlehem, God's son has been born to you. You can go see him. He's sleeping in a manger." Behind the angel, they saw a strange glowing cloud. Except it wasn't a cloud. It was more angels, troops and troops of angels armed with light. And they were singing a beautiful song. "Glory to God. To God be the fame and honor and all our hoorays." Then as quickly as they appeared, the angels left. The shepherds stamped out their campfire, left their sheep, and raced down the grassy hill, through the gates of Bethlehem, down a cobble street, through a courtyard, down some steps, some more steps, and more steps, past an inn, and around a corner, and then through a hedge, and until, at last, they reached a tumble-down stable. They caught their breath. Then, quietly, they stepped inside. They knelt on the dirt floor. They'd heard about this promised child, and now they were here. Heaven's son, the maker of the stars, a baby sleeping in his mother's arms. This baby would be like that bright star shining in the sky that night. A light that would light up the whole world, chasing away the darkness, helping people to see. And the darker the night got, the brighter the star would shine.
Far away in the east, three clever men saw the same, very same star. That star that God had put in the sky when Jesus was born. They knew it was a sign. A baby king had been born. They had been waiting for a star. They knew it would come. "He's here," they shouted. "He's here." I'm sure if you had been there, you would have heard them laughing and dancing and singing until the dawn. And at dawn, they packed up their camels and wrapped up the gifts for the baby. They brought their most precious treasures of all, frankincense, gold, myrrh, special, sparkly, lovely smelling, gleaming things, just right for a king. The three wise men, actually, if you met them, you had thought that they were kings themselves because they were so rich and clever and important looking. They set off. They rode their camels across endless deserts, up steep, steep mountains, down deep, deep valleys, through raging rivers, over grassy plains, night and day and night for hours that turned into days, then turned into weeks, then turned into months and months, until at last they reached Jerusalem. Jerusalem was far the most important city for miles around, and as anyone can tell you, there was a palace. That's where the palace would be. The kings were born in palaces, so that's where they went. And they were in for a surprise. They went to see King Herod. Surely he would know where the baby was, but he didn't. In fact, he didn't like the sound of the new king. It made him cross. He didn't want anyone to be king except for him. But Herod's advisors told the three wise men what was written in their books. What God had said about the baby king. "Go to Bethlehem. That is where you will find him." Suddenly, the star that they had seen in the east started moving again, showing them the way. So the three wise men followed the star out of the big city along the road to the town of Bethlehem. They followed the star through the city streets of Bethlehem, out of the nice part of the town, through the not-so-nice part of town, to the really not-so-nice part of town, and down a dirt track, until it stopped right over a little house. But wait, it wasn't a palace, and there wasn't any guards or servants or flags or red carpets or trumpets or anything. Did they get it wrong, or was this what God meant? Sure enough, in the last house there, sitting on his mother's knee, they found him, the baby king. Three men knelt before the little king. They took off their rich royal turbans and gleaming golden crowns, and they bowed their noble heads to the ground and gave him their sparkling treasures. The journey that had begun so many centuries before, that had led these three wise men here to a little town, to a little house, to a little child, to the king. God had promised David all those years before, but this child was a new kind of king. Though he was the prince of heaven, he had become poor. Though he was the mighty God, he had become the helpless baby. This king hadn't come to be the boss. He came to be a servant.